Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump has visited the U.S. Supreme Court to pay respects to late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her casket is outdoors, sheltered under the covered portico on top of the Supreme Court steps. As Trump stood near the coffin, mourners lined up to pay their respects, shouted, "Vote him out and honor her wish." After she died, Ginsburg's family released a statement saying she had requested that her Supreme Court replacement not be chosen until after the November election. President Trump claimed falsely this week that statement could have been made up by Democrats. He's going to announce his choice for her replacement on Saturday. Police in Louisville say they arrested 127 people during Wednesday protests. These came after a Kentucky grand jury indicted a former officer in the police killing of Breonna Taylor. From member station WFPL, Erica Taylor reports the indictment was not for Taylor's killing.
Three officers fired their weapons the night Taylor was killed. Yesterday, a grand jury determined the actions of the two who shot Taylor were justified because they were responding to a shot fired by her boyfriend. The third officer was charged with three counts of wanton endangerment for shots that went into another apartment. After the indictment, protesters gathered downtown and marched to other Louisville neighborhoods, occasionally clashing with police who fired pepper balls. There was a 9 p.m. curfew in place. Shortly before that, two police officers were shot. Their injuries aren't life-threatening, and a suspect is in custody. More protests are expected today. For NPR News, I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.
Enrollment at U.S. community colleges this fall is down nearly 8%. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny reports the latest figures reflect the ongoing pandemic and its effects on the economy.
Often when unemployment is high, colleges see more students enroll, seeking additional job skills or postponing entering the workforce. But the pandemic has upended those trends, according to data from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center, a group that tracks college enrollment. Hardest hit were community colleges, but private nonprofit four-year schools also fewer students, down 3.8% from last year. There is some good news. Overall enrollment in graduate programs is up about 14% from last year. Most of that increase can be attributed to short-term programs like post-baccalaureates and certificates, a sign that perhaps recent college graduates wanted to stave off the job market just a bit longer. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
The Labor Department says its latest report on weekly jobless claims finds 870,000 Americans filed for unemployment last week. The number of out-of-work Americans remains high as the pandemic continues to spread in the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points at 26,748. The Nasdaq is up nearly 34 points at 10,666. This is NPR. Israel is tightening its coronavirus restrictions as infections continue to mount. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
For the first time since the start of the pandemic, houses of worship will shut down, though synagogues can hold limited prayer gatherings on the Yom Kippur holy day next week. Also for the first time, the government is asking parliament to severely restrict street protests to just 20 demonstrators. Critics accuse Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of trying to quash large demonstrations calling for him to resign. Netanyahu claims, without evidence, that the protests are a hotbed of the virus. Yochanan Plessner of the Israel Democracy Institute says restricting protests is a bad move, but necessary.
We've reached the point that the propaganda against the protest was so effective that now, in order to ensure compliance with the other restrictions, we have to restrict protests for a limited period of time.
The new restrictions will last at least 2 weeks, beginning Friday. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The National Weather Service says heavy rain is falling from Mississippi to Kentucky. Remnants of Tropical Storm Beta are crawling over parts of the southeast. The National Weather Service says Mississippi faces the strongest chance of flash flooding today. The U.S. Air Force Academy has a new superintendent. Lieutenant General Richard Clark is the first black superintendent in the military academy's history. Clark attended the Air Force Academy himself starting in 1982. He later served in the Pentagon and oversaw the Air Force's nuclear weapons program. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.